It's time for another WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Netflix has just undergone a massive international expansion. John Lewis saw strong online sales over Christmas, and Facebook wants to boost its advertising revenues by attracting video advertisers. The online TV company Netflix has just embarked on a massive international expansion plan. It's launched in 130 new countries worldwide, taking the total number of countries it's now active in to over 190. It now has a presence in every country in the world, except for China, Syria, North Korea, and the Crimean Peninsula. Its absence from China is noteworthy due to the fact that China has the world's largest internet population, meaning that Netflix is missing a huge opportunity in this market. It's allegedly in talks with the Chinese government, however, about if and how it can enter the country. Speaking at the International Consumer Electronics Show, Netflix CEO commented on the company's huge international expansion, saying, "Right now, you are witnessing the birth of a global TV network." Netflix ultimately aims to have a user base of 450 subscribers internationally, with 80% of these coming from outside of the US. It has a long way to go before it reaches this goal, however, with its current number of subscribers sitting at around 74 million. It hopes that its international expansion will help it to boost its user numbers, and also announced plans to create original content in French, Portuguese, and Italian in the near future. The British department store John Lewis saw strong sales over Christmas, with online shopping being a driving force behind its success. Online sales accounted for a whopping 40% of all sales over the Christmas period, with the number of sales completed on mobile phones increasing by 31%. This helped offset the 3% fall in sales from physical shops. Overall, John Lewis said its sales over the Christmas period increased by 7%. The UK has a digital buyer penetration rate of 88.2%, the highest in the world. In 2015, the B2C British e-commerce market was worth a staggering $123 billion. Facebook wants to boost its advertising revenues by attracting video advertisers. The social network already has a huge number of videos and video viewers on its platform, with over 8 billion video views being recorded on the site every day. It wants to turn the huge popularity of video into an advertising method it can profit from. In order to achieve this, it's recently launched new video advertising options, including suggested videos, autoplay video, and photo slideshow ads. There is evidence that online video ads are a better option than TV ads, as research by NeuroInsight found that people were more likely to buy a product after seeing an ad on a social media site than after seeing it on the television. The sophisticated audience targeting filters offered by social networks could be the reason for this trend. Facebook is the most popular social network in the world, with around 1.5 billion users from all over the globe. Computer science academics in Iceland are putting forward the case for more data centers to be built in the country. They argue that there are strong reasons for big internet companies such as the likes of Google and Facebook to store their data in Iceland due to the benefits provided by the country's unique geography. Now, there are two key problems associated with large data centers: the fact that they need to be kept cool and the large amounts of energy they consume. Iceland's existing data center has solved both of these problems. It has openings in the walls to allow cold air from outside to come in, and uses cheap renewable energy generated by the island's geothermal and hydroelectric energy sources. And finally, Google left red-faced once again, as Google Translate generated some rather embarrassing mistranslations earlier this week. For around 24 hours for users translating from Ukrainian to Russian, the word Russia became Mordor, the volcanic evil realm from the Lord of the Rings fantasy trilogy. Furthermore, the word Russians became occupiers, and Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, became sad little horse. The mistranslations come at a time of high tension between Russia and Ukraine after Russia annexed the Ukrainian region of Crimea. Google released a statement saying that the mistranslations were automatically generated and explained that its translation algorithm was complex and could make mistakes. It has since corrected the translations. And that's it from me today. Thank you for listening. And be sure to check out our website, webcertain.tv, where you can use our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and much more. I'll see you next time.